Good morning, everyone. Praise the Lord. I love days like today. The sun's out. We've had a good rain. The air is fresh. Isn't it great? There was a gentleman in the deep south, and he was taking his mule Betsy to the veterinarian when he was involved in a terrible car accident by a big truck that ran a red light. So the day came, they were in court, and he's on the witness stand, and the other gentleman's attorney was saying, "But Bubba, didn't you say at the accident that you were fine?" Bubba says, "Well, I had Betsy in the back of my truck, and I was going along. Bubba, just answer the question." "Well, I had Betsy in the back of my truck, and we were going along." "Your Honor, tell the witness just to answer the question." "Well, Your Honor, I'm trying to answer the question." "Now, Justice, I want to hear this." He says, "Okay. I had Betsy in the back of my truck, and we were rolling along, going to the veterinarian, when this man ran that stoplight and just crushed my pickup truck, rolled it over, and I got out of the truck, and about that time, the police officer got there. He looked up at Betsy and saw how mangled up she was. He pulled out a service revolver and put her out of his misery. Then he walks over to me, and I was a little stunned still, but I could see the smoke coming out of the barrel, and he says, 'And how are you doing?' 'Your Honor, what would you say?" We had to talk about tongues today. I like tongues. It was challenging for me, as from probably some of you, to get involved in tongues. I grew up Catholic. We didn't even pray out loud, let alone speak in tongues. That is gracious. But tongues are so important, as my wife was explaining to me when she was leading me to speak in tongues. We weren't getting married at the time, but... And how this is a direct communication to God. And as I got into this teaching for this week, I had some fun with it, so bear with me. One of the great things about World War II was we broke the Japanese code. We knew what they were doing quickly. Now, what's interesting is that we had mechanical decoders, whereas the Japanese officers had their books. So if we would get the transmissions at the same time, we actually knew what the message said before the Japanese did. Mm-hmm. How would you like to know what's going on from God that quickly in your life? Amen? Okay, great. Now, to believe that this is a Christian nation, you have to look at World War, all you have to do is look at World War II and see the unique things that the Allies did during the war that had to be God-led. One of them they did was, in the Pacific Theater, we used Navajo Indians mm-hmm. as code talkers. Mm-hmm. They were called wind talkers. And they used their native language, which frustrated the Japanese to no end. They had no idea what this was, what it was. All you had was two guys speaking a different language, communicating back and forth. This saved tens of thousands of lives. Now, if you've ever been in a room with somebody who speaks a different language, you got no idea what it is. But the Japanese, you know, they knew English, so we had to find something they didn't know. And the Navajo is perfect. Now, there's no word for tank in the Navajo language, so they would substitute the word turtle for tank. Okay? And they did this. This was great. So, although the Japanese never, ever got past stage one of breaking the code, can you imagine the poor interpreter that had done that and says, "Commander, I've broken the code. What does it say?" He says, "There's three turtles on the North Beach." When we pray in tongues, our communication to God is that direct and bypasses anything the devil can do for us, against us. Amen? Amen. And that's why this is so important. It took me a long time to really get into tongues. I fought it for a long time. I was challenged with it, and now I almost can't get enough of it. It's kind of like most things that we do in the Word, you know. The demons put up all these obstacles and challenges for us, and they'll tell you things like, well, that's stupid. It doesn't make any sense. You don't understand it. How do you know what's going on? We can go down the list. We'll talk about some, but the bottom line is, as far as I'm concerned, this is one of the most important things you can do in your life. Anybody from a baby Christian can do it, all up to the most advanced person in the spiritual hierarchy of the beings can do this. Okay? So let's talk about it. There are many different types of tongues for different purposes. Basic tongues, 1 Corinthians 14:6. But now, brethren, I come to you speaking with tongues. What shall I profit you unless I speak to you either by revelation, by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching? 1 Corinthians 14:18, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. That's Paul speaking. He spoke in tongues more than anybody he knew. He's proud of it. Well, I should say proud. He was honored to be that well of it. But because of his tongues, he's saying, I get revelation, knowledge, prophesying, and teaching from his tongues. Okay. Now, an unknown tongue. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. And that's why I just spoke to. We speak to God when we speak in tongues. And we don't have to understand the words that we're speaking. What we have to do is realize that God understands, and he will redirect back into our hearts what he wants us to know. It doesn't have to be in the language. God doesn't have to use language. But tongues is how we speak to God. For no one understands him, however, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. 1 Corinthians 14:19. Yet in the church I'd rather speak 5 words with my understanding that I may teach others than 10,000 words in a tongue. If I'm up here speaking in tongues, nobody's going to understand what I'm talking about. It doesn't do any good to you for me to speak in tongues to you, unless it's somebody who can translate that prophecy, but that's a specific thing. So when I'm in front of people, we speak in our own language, but I speak to God in tongues, okay? Number 3, praying with the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 14:15. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit, I will also pray with understanding. I will sing with the Spirit, I will also sing with understanding, okay? So I pray in the Spirit to get understanding so I can translate something to you as a message or something in my life, okay? Number 4, praying in the Spirit, Ephesians 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication to the saints. The key words here are praying always. If you're on the freeway, pray in tongues. Okay? If you're in California, you got plenty of time. Use your advantage, you know. Seriously, downtime, pray in tongues. Between times you're doing something, pray in tongues. Just get in the habit of always just keeping the tongue going. Just keeping that tongue going. Just keeping that tongue going. Just keeping that tongue going. Okay? 5, tongues of angels. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. Okay? If you're going to speak in tongues, you need to be in love with people. You need to be in love, because if you're not in love, you're just messing things up. You're not going to hear from God properly if you're not walking in love, okay? Number 6, tongues of men, 1 Corinthians 13:1. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, who have not love, become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. That's the same verse just for both of those points there. Okay, now number 7, divers tongues. Remember when you were a kid and used to speak underwater? Blah, 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 blah. Now, that's the Old English way to spell diverse tongues, okay? That's out of the King James. It is properly done there, but I have to have fun with things. 1 Corinthians 12:10. To another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. There's all kinds of different tongues that we work with here, okay? Diverse kinds of tongues are very, very important. Number 8, other tongues. Acts 2:4-6. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in the Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And the sound occurred, multitudes came together, were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. We're going to touch on that a little bit more in a little bit here. Okay. New tongues, Mark 16:17. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name, will cast out demons, and they will speak with new tongues. Okay? The more you speak in tongues, the more powerful your spirit becomes, the more powerful your spirit becomes, the more you're able to cast out demons in your life and help other people. Now be careful casting demons out of other people. If they're not ready to keep the demons out, don't do it. There's also a verse that says, they will come back with seven more, seven worsers, as they say here. We don't do that. But if you're dealing your own life, you know you can keep them out. Tongues is the way you build yourself up, okay? Section B, you'll see a category of seven here. Speaking in a language which is unknown to the speaker, communication is a sign of a wonder to an unbeliever. We've heard the story of Pastor Peter, who was Korean, didn't speak Japanese, and was led to go to Japan because he spoke in tongues. They understood everything he was saying, and he led a lot of people to the Lord. So God gave him a benefit through his tongue speaking to communicate to people that he didn't know. Okay? Speaking in an unknown language to God. Edifying, building yourself up, and praying to God. Now, I like this one. I have a fair amount of freeway time, and I use that a lot to speak in tongues, and that builds me up. That gives me confidence. It builds me strength. But it also helps me understand a lot more of my revelations when I'm doing studies and things like that. Okay? Speaking to angels. Letting the Holy Spirit guide you to give orders to angels. When you're praying in tongues, you may not know what you are saying, but through the Holy Spirit, you are giving your angels orders to do things for you. Now, let's go back to the war for a second. If I have a communication I want to give to my men, but I have the mute on, it doesn't go out to them. Okay? I can say all I want to in my mind and so forth, it doesn't go out. I have to click the button on and speak it into the microphone so the men can hear what to do. Correct? It's the same thing when you're giving your angels orders. If you're speaking in tongues, you are giving your angels orders. Even if you don't understand them, God is directing you through your tongues to give the angels orders for things to improve your life and do things that you need to do. Amen? Okay. Five, groanings which cannot be uttered. Intercessory prayer, we don't know how to pray. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Singing in the spirit. Now with my voice, I don't tend to do this too much. My wife, Annie, has a beautiful voice, and when she springs in tongues, it's just gorgeous. So all of you who have some voices, I encourage you. And sometimes I'm in the shower, I will let it go because I like to sing in tongues, okay? Praying the mysteries of God. Praying God will above everything else in all our level of understandings, okay? It's not of our understanding. Our ways are not God's ways. We cannot understand God's ways. What we can understand, we do what he tells us to do. God's ways will work in our lives, okay? Section C, praying in tongues. Evidence of tongues with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Believers were receiving the Holy Ghost in water baptism, Acts 10:1. There was a man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion who was called the Italian regiment. And they said to Cornelius, the centurion, a just man who fears God. He wasn't Jewish. He was a just man who feared God. Now, there were a lot of Roman soldiers there that were military men, were very, very good men, but they did follow orders. But being in that area, they also studied the people, and they learned about the God of the Jews. Apparently, a lot more we understand were actually believers. This was one of those. A just man, one who fears God, has a good reputation among the nation of the Jews, was divinely instructed by a holy angel to summon you, this is Peter now, to his house to hear words from you. Okay? Acts 10:44-47. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. All those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, because they didn't think non-Jews could get this. They thought it was just for the chosen people, but Jesus was for everybody. Okay? As many came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles also. For they heard him speak and with tongues to magnify God. Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? Peter's realizing here the Gentiles are just as important to God as the Jews. Yes, the Jews are the chosen people. Yes, there's some other things there. But God loved all of us, and we were engrafted into Abraham through Jesus. Okay? And Peter's realizing here, this man, the centurion, and a centurion was a powerful position. He commanded men. Do you remember the other time when Jesus, the centurion, sent word to Jesus to heal his servant? I take orders, I give orders to men. He was a very powerful man. But there's another one who believed in Jesus. He believed in God. He was from the Romans. Okay? God healed his servant. There's signs here which come to us here. Okay? So, Acts 19:1-3. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost since you believed. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper region, came to Ephesus, finding some disciples, and said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? They said to them, we have not so much heard where there is a Holy Spirit. He said to them, into what then were you baptized? Into John's baptism. Now many Christians today have this challenge. Many Christians today are just, they accept the Lord Jesus Christ, but they've never gone any further than that. They don't understand the Holy Spirit. They don't understand what the Holy Spirit can do to them. And they're there, but they don't know. I was working with a guy. He says, well, you get the Holy Spirit when you receive Jesus Christ. I says, no, you don't. It's another phase. We had a big discussion about this one time, you know. But many Christians believe that this died with the apostles. That after the apostles, we don't have to speak in tongues anymore, that was with them. There's nothing that died with anything God's ever done. Okay? His word is true throughout and throughout. Tongues are true. This is true. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is true today as it was then. Amen? Okay? Filled with the Holy Ghost, they spoke with other tongues. Acts 4:19-6. Then Paul said, John indeed baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him who would come after him, that is Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. So here we are, another group that's just getting to know the Holy Spirit. With tongues came prophecy. Now, there's some Old Testament prophets that didn't have tongues. I understand that. But from Jesus Christ forward, I don't know of anyone that has prophesied properly without tongues. I believe that's part of how God is working through this church today. Now, if you know somebody, tell me about it, that's fine. I don't know of a one. Everyone who prophesies properly speaks in tongues. Okay? Acts 2:4, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And the key word there is Spirit gives them utterance. I have no idea how it came upon me. And it can come upon you at different times. I received the Holy Spirit one day driving in my car. But I didn't get tongues until about 6 months later. I don't know why, but that's what happened. Maybe because I was too much into my Catholic upbringing. He had to break some bonds, some challenges down over that or something. I don't know. But I know the day that I got the Holy Spirit inside of me. And I know 6 months later when I got tongues. Amen? Okay. All right. They knew the Holy Ghost fell because they heard them speak. Acts 10:44-46. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out on the Gentiles also, for they heard them speak with other tongues. Okay. Now there, number two, examples of Jesus praying in tongues. It says, first of all, in John 11:35, Jesus wept. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Then John 11:33-38. John 11:33. Therefore, Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who came with her weeping. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled. John 11:3. Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laying against it. And there he raises Jairus' daughter. Now, a couple points here. When Pastor Karen and I had the healing rooms, we would get together an hour before the healing rooms opened. There'd be 25 of us, all of us just praying in tongues, just praying for God to come, for the anointing to come, to fill that place, that everybody came in there was healed. And we were just praying. And in those prayers, you could hear the groanings and people would be crying. You could hear it. And it was part of the message of tongues was the groaning and crying that we had seen in there. And not that there was a competition for it, but it seemed like the more the people were into that deepness and reaching into that power of the tongue. The more the groanings came, the more the tears came, and the bigger the miracles were those nights. Now, in our healing rooms, we had over 25,000 people come through. The testimonies are awesome. We had a boy walk in that was born deaf and told his mom, "Mom, I can hear the music." We've had people cured of cancer. We have people cured of hepatitis B and C. The list goes on and on of things that should not have been done in the natural, but they were because God moved. Many of those healings came because we did the effort to go in ahead of time and pray in the Holy Spirit and get that anointing pulled into our healing rooms. My point is, we're talking about this a little bit. We, as Christians, are probably not praying enough in the Spirit. We're too easily distracted by things. We're too busy doing other things. And we need to really take some time and focus on that. Okay? Amen. Now, raising Jairus' daughter, Jesus said, and I hope I pronounce this right, "Talita kumai." Okay? And he took the child by the hand, said to her, "Talita kumai," which is translated, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." Okay, now, bear with me. We're going to the next one. On the cross, Jesus said, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," however you pronounce that. Matthew 27:46. In the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," and that's interpreted as, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now, these two verses are considered Jesus speaking in tongues because the whole rest of the Bible is translated word for word. Whatever the original language was, it went to the Greek and then it came into English or Spanish or whatever Bible you're using. It doesn't matter. These two phrases are not. They are left in the original context as written by the apostles. And the concept here is that they were interpreted as Jesus was speaking them. Yes, there are some people went back and tried to research the words and say this is what they mean. But the basic concept is these were interpreted as Jesus speaking. Therefore, it's him speaking in tongues, using the power of his tongues to do what he needed to do. Now, the part of my God, why have you forsaken me has always been an interesting thing for me. And that references Psalms 22. And if you start at Psalms 22:7, I'm going to read this real quickly. This is David, 1,000 years before Jesus is on the cross. And he's saying, "All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot from the lips saying, 'He trusts the Lord, let him rescue him.' Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there's none help me. Many bulls have surrounded me, the young bulls bashed and encircled me. They gag me with their mouths like a raging and roaring lion." This is the enemy coming against Jesus. "I'm poured out like water, all my bones are out of joint," as Jesus was on the cross. "My heart is like wax that is melted within me. My strength is dried up. My tongue clings to my jaws. You've brought me to the dust of death. The dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of wicked has enclosed me." The Pharisees have enclosed him. And "they pierce my hands and my feet. I can count on my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them. They cast my clothing for lots." Now that's the whole description of what Jesus was doing on the cross at that time. So 1,000 years before Jesus died, David wrote this. You come back to this verse here. Whoever understood this verse, as a centurion later said, "Surely that must be the Son of God." He spoke this out. People realized that all those prophecies were coming to true right at that very second because they had the interpretation and understanding of tongues, of Jesus speaking in a unique language. Praying in tongues a lot, section 3. Paul spoke in tongues more than all put together. 1 Corinthians 14:18. "I thank God I speak in strange tongues, languages more than any of you or all of you put together." 1 Thessalonians 5:17. "We are commanded to pray without ceasing." Ephesians 6:18, praying always in the Spirit is the sixth part of the armor of God. So let's go over the armor of God here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, and be standing against the wiles of the devil. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So, we do not fight against man. We talk about this a lot. We're going to pull it in together where this is from right now, okay? Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, and you will stand against the wiles of the devil in the evil day, having it all to stand. Now, many people forget, they got to do their part. It's having done all to stand. You got to do your part first. It's not just going to happen. You've got to do your part. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, which quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, listen to me. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, tongues, being watchful to this end with all perseverance. You got to persevere through. And supplication for all the saints. I'm going to encourage you all to work up to an hour a day in tongues. I'm going to encourage you to start with 5 minutes, go to six, go to seven. Just like if you went into the weight room, you wouldn't start and put 500 pounds on the bar. You'd put a couple pounds on as you can, then work up to that and work up to that. If you have to, break it down into 4 15-minute programs. But eventually I want you praying an hour straight through, pushing through with perseverance. Because as you push through with that perseverance, major breakthroughs are going to come in your life. You've done some of the most important work you can do. You're talking to God directly. You're giving God permission to have an unbroken channel directly into your heart with what he wants for you to do. Because you're taking the time to put him first. We pray in tongues. We hear God's voice. We know what to do, and challenges fall by the wayside. In doing that, you are sending your angels out. What are they going to do? They're going to do things for you. They're going to do things against you. But you're praying in tongues. You got to do your part. Too many Christians want the magic wand of God. It doesn't work that way. It's a covenant. It's a contract. You do your part, God does his part. People want God to do his part, but them having to do their part. It doesn't work that way. But once you get into the habit, it's like working out. Once you start working out, you get in the habit, it's no problem. Build yourself up to this. I'm going to encourage you. Build yourself up to this. Breakthroughs are coming. Now, we're finishing off a fast. For a lot of us, we did a full 40 days. I've seen tremendous breakthroughs in my life in this 40-day period, more than I've ever seen in my life. Now, Pastor Karen and I have been challenged by a lot of things. We've gotten together. We've worked things through. We've pushed through them. But what we started doing was, on the way home together, we will pray in tongues for an hour while we're on the phone together. And that unity creates more. One puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. We pray together as a team. Now, if you have somebody you can pray with, I'm going to encourage you to do that. Set the time up. Do this together as a team. Push in toward this. Push in toward this. You know, Paul pushed in toward the mark, okay? He prayed more in tongues than anybody else, right? He did this. He pushed in this. What happens? Breakthroughs. The devil's rebuked from you. The devil doesn't like it when you're praying in tongues. You think the devil likes hearing the heavenly language? You got to pray in tongues out loud. It's not running through your mind. You got to speak it out. By the way, if anybody have trouble sleeping at night, pray in tongues. Because what happens, in my opinion, the devil is tormenting you in some way, shape, or form. You start praying in tongues at night, and he doesn't like it, he'll leave, and you'll fall asleep. I've done this myself a number of times. Okay? There's nothing I can do when it's my sleep time that will benefit me except getting the sleep that I need. There's a serious challenge of sleep deprivation in the world today, especially in the United States. And if we stop, turn off the electronic devices, go to sleep. If you have a challenge, pray in tongues. And keep praying in tongues until you fall asleep. Don't, well, 2 minutes it didn't work yet. I don't care. Okay, push in a little bit more. Push those demons away from you. Get the rest you need. And then you know what? You're ready to tackle the next day because you'll be ready rested up. If you rest up, you can hear God's voice clearly. Have you been challenged to hear and make mistakes when you're tired? Why? Because the mind control comes in and the devil pushes things buttons and he does this, you know. So now we're going to pray in tongues together. I'm going to encourage you to stay with me. Okay? I'm going to ask us to pray 10 minutes in a spiritual language together in unity right now. And as we do this workshop, just push in as hard as you can. Now, if anybody does not speak in tongues, after service, come to one of the pastors. We'll get you speaking in tongues. But I'm challenged to leave anybody who comes to this church at this level is not speaking in tongues. But if that's the case, we'll be glad to correct it. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pray first before we do this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, we worship, we glorify your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for giving us opportunity to worship you and to believe in you, Lord, and thank you. And just as we use the example that you will communicate to us in a way that the devil cannot even interrupt. He cannot understand, nor can he cause any challenges with. We're going to pray to you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, ready? Oh, and don't speak timidly. Oh, oh, shit, da 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 da. Oh, she da 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 da. Oh, she da 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 da. Oh, she da 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 da. Oh, shit, la 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 la. Come, Holy Spirit, come and saturate us now. Oh, she da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Oh, she da 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 da. Oh, she da 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 da. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Worship. We glorify your holy name. She da 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 da. Six, eight, and he's soaking out of the six, eight, and he's soaking out of the six, eight, and he's soaking out of the sun. Oh, shoot, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, oh, shoot, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da. That's 5 minutes. Soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the side. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, shit, out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the side. Oh, shit, out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the side. Oh, shit, out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the side. Right now, angels are going out on your behalf to do something that you need to do. Oh, shit, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da da. Oh, shit, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da 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 da, sake sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sick, sick, and he soak it out of the sick, sick, and he soak it out of the sun. Oh, she da 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 da. Okay, I'm told by the Holy Spirit to tell you I'm rebuking the devourer on anybody here who is properly tithing. Go shit out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the get out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it out of the sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da soak it, da. Soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Take it out, sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, it, sake, sake it, he soak it. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it. It's 8 minutes. We got two to go. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake. We can do this. Come on. Da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, sake it. Soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Soak it out, sake, sake it, soak it, da da. Hope you can feel that presence that's in here right now. And you on the internet, I hear you can feel it there too, in Jesus' name. Shout out to sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh, shit, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. 1 minute. Oh, shit, da da. Push in, push in hard. Finish hard. Finish strong. Finish strong. Shout out to sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Soak it, soak it, da da da. Soak it, soak it, soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da da da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Sake, sake it, he soak it, da 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 da. Oh shit! Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da da da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da da da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da 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 da. Oh shit! Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da da da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da 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 da. Oh shit! Da 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 da. Sake sake and he soaking. Da sake sake and he soaking. Soak it out, 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 six seconds, he's soaking out, 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 six seconds, he's soaking out, 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 six seconds, he's soaking out, 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 six seconds, he's soaking out, 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 six seconds, he's soaking out, 2 seconds, 1 second, okay, we can stop now. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now just be quiet for a second. Let the Lord just drop into you, into your heart, whatever He wants to drop into your heart right now. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We here at ABC believe that we are hearers and doers of the Word. We must work the Word. If you work this Word of tongues in your life, amazing, wonderful, fantastic, Ephesians 3:20 changes will happen for you. It is, in my opinion, one of the best weapons we have against the enemy. Amen. It is, in my opinion, one of the best things we can do for ourselves in any way, shape, or form. We must get past any feeling of strangeness that comes from it, because that's the devil telling you, this is strange, you don't understand. That's the devil telling you all these lies. That's the devil telling you all these lies to get you not to do what you need to do. So I bless you all now to go forward, to ask the Holy Spirit how and when to get this done on a regular basis. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor James.
I think that's all I need.
You know, we're all in the spiritual realm. We don't need to turn this on, right? I'll take over. You're all done. Thank you. That was very, very good. That was a blessing, and I just wanted to add something to that. When I started praying in tongues, I had heard about it. I studied it in the scriptures. I saw it was for believers. So I simply said, Lord, based on Mark 11:24, I asked the Spirit of God to fall fresh upon me, baptize me in the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to believe that I have it and pray in tongues. So I started praying in tongues, and I got 7 sounds. And for 30 days, all I said over and over was the same 7 sounds. Many times a day, I said the same 7 sounds over and over. And the devil kept telling me, boy, that's gibberish, that's garbage. Just speaking out of your mind, this is really silly. There's no place for a man with your background and education to be talking like that. And for 30 days I continued. I remember only one word. I had friends and family who had moved recently to Hawaii. And so I had this one word, which was Malachi. And I thought it was Hawaiian that I picked up. Because I was an ignoramus, I did not know the Bible. Malachi, of course, is the last book of the Old Testament. It's very big on tithing, and God has taught me super abundantly, above and beyond anything I ever thought I'd ever know about tithing. So I persisted with my 7 words for about 30 days, and then it came like torrents and floods. And I've been praying in tongues ever since, and God has taught me a lot about tongues. I remember this man who became an international evangelist that I was ministering to. And I led him in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and he got the words, but he wasn't totally convinced. And once in a while, he'd say a few words. And then about a month or two later, somebody gave him a car. And he's driving home in his new car, and he's so happy and excited, and suddenly burst out singing in tongues. And he stopped the car on the freeway and pulled off and said, call me, says, tell me, can somebody sing in tongues? I said, sure can. He says, man, I got tongues. And from then on, he was a torrent of tongues. So after I had been praying in tongues a few years, maybe 3 years or so, God said, I want you to start praying in tongues 5 minutes, and every day increase by a minute until you get to 1 hour. You can increase by more than a minute, but not less than a minute. I hit an hour in 1 month praying in tongues. Just sitting there, just praying in tongues. That does not include tongues when I'm washing dishes or watering the yard or driving. Just sitting there, praying in tongues. And when I hit tongues, 1 hour tongues, I just plunged into a world of miracles. Now, I was walking in miracles and signs and wonders before, but nothing like when I hit 1 hour in tongues. And I want to share just a little bit about that. That was way, way back when LA probably had the most water they ever had, ever rain ever. I mean, it was raining for, seemed like months. Torrential downpours. And I had a beautiful umbrella, which was a gift. And at that time, I had given away all my money, closed all my business, and I was financially challenged. Every day, money had to come in to pay a bill. So I gave away this beautiful umbrella. I did not have money to buy another umbrella. But that was no problem. I prayed for another umbrella with Mark 11:24. I said, I want exactly the same umbrella. Same color, same size, exactly. Because it's a wonderful umbrella that somebody blessed me with, and I gave it away. So I went to a convention, and I've learned you don't leave services early, and you don't leave conventions early. Because the best is usually when the people leave because they have important appointments like luncheons and business meetings. They all leave. And the ones I left behind are seriously sold out to God, and it's when the power of God moves the greatest. So I learned very early not to leave early. So I never left early. I was always one of the last to leave a convention or a service. And so this particular day, I'm there around 6 p.m. It's dark, and the Lord says, I want you to leave now. I said, no, the service is not over. He said, leave now. So I said, okay. I got up at the convention, and I walked out, went around the corner from the convention center. Nobody around because it's raining catch dogs and turtles and alligators. I mean, it's just raining. And I'm walking in the rain with no umbrella, heading back towards where the hotel was. And there's a man lying on the sidewalk. He had been hit by a car and dragged himself to the sidewalk. Nobody around. Car was gone. Looked at his legs are broken. I could smell alcohol. I mean, I could almost get drunk smelling the alcohol. So he was not in that much pain because he was drug-induced. So I laid over there, I sat on beside him and started ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to him. And I'm ministering to him. I got him to say the sinner's prayer. I got him to pray in tongues. Somewhere during this process, the service is over, the convention empties out, and people are walking by, thousands of people walking by. And some stranger stuck out and gave me an umbrella. Nobody stopped to help or to pray with me because it's raining really hard. Somebody stuck out and gave me an umbrella. I looked at it, exactly the same umbrella I'd given away. I opened it up. Excuse me. As Pastor Matthew said today, God is so good. I opened the umbrella up, put it over us, and continued ministering. In that period of time, the man got born again, spirit-filled, praying in tongues, all signs of alcohol left, and his leg was instantly healed, totally healed. He got up and ran back to his home to bring his girlfriend to get her saved. The power of praying in tongues. You want miracles in your life? You want victory? Pray in tongues an hour a day. Everybody in School of Dominion, everybody in graduate school should pray at least 1 hour a day in tongues. Recently, I've been doing maybe 3 hours a day, which is probably not enough for me. I want to increase. Thank you for your time.